At precisely 4:40 on the morning of November 4, 1963, the number 8 streetcar Towson to Catonsville, in the days when public transportation meant mostly streetcars, was lumbering along Frederick Road. Suddenly, a passenger got out of his seat and began to remove the advertising cards from their frames, one by one. Then another passenger, encouraged by such aggression, cut a length of signal bell cord. Moments later, still another passenger began to unscrew the overhead ceiling light frames. These were not acts of vandalism, and this was no routine Towson to Catonsville run for the old number 8 through West Baltimore. These were souvenir hunters riding the number 8 to glory. This would be the last regularly scheduled run for any working streetcar in Baltimore, the end of a 104-year history. Many riders had come as far away as New York and Washington to share in these heady moments. By now, though, as the car rumbled on through the night, the souvenir hunters had taken all of the signal cords, 3 window frames, and 6 light fixtures. One souvenir hunter had loosened a complete seat, legs, braces, and all, and was preparing to move it out the door when the car came to its final stop, the Irvington Car House, at 5:25 a.m. The motorman, Thomas Jackson, reached out to the buttons on his dashboard and pulled them to off. Then he cranked his handbrake, got out of the car, and reached under the right front wheel for the chock, a triangular wooden wedge which, when snugly in place, routinely and always at the ready, ensured that the unmanned car didn't move. But this time, when Jackson reached for the chock, it was gone. A souvenir hunter had made off with it, bringing an unceremonious end after 104 years to streetcar service in Baltimore.